Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. I'm on every single weekday with Riggs on KISS FM, but you might be listening on any of our sister stations right now. If you're not listening on KISS FM, you might be listening on 99.1 The Mix or Hot 105.7 or our sports station 1250 AM WSSP. Today on the show, I cannot believe it's already time to have her back on the show, but the holidays have arrived, everyone. So, welcome to the show from the Wisconsin Humane Society, the Vice President of Communications, Angela Speed. Welcome, Angela.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me to talk about our annual holiday campaign.
I got to tell you, I cannot believe it's already here. We talked last year about Hope's Lights, and it's become an annual tradition at the Wisconsin Humane Society. So I'm excited to talk about it again and help some pets out and some people that want to get pets. We're going to get into that too as well, if there's some puppies available at the Humane Society. But let's just start with Hope's Lights. So if someone's listening, Angela, and they've never heard about it, what is Hope's Lights?
So Hope's Lights is our annual holiday campaign to help support the 40,000 animals and families we serve every year. It's one of our biggest campaigns, and we light up the shelters with thousands of holiday lights in honor of homeless animals. And people are encouraged to donate a light for $25 in honor or memory of a beloved pet or even a friend. They can make really meaningful holiday gifts. And even a single light will make a real difference in the life of an animal in need. Not everybody knows it, but we're a local nonprofit. We don't receive general government funding. We truly rely on animal lovers in the community to support the work that we do. And of course, we've got animals coming through our doors every single day. And we serve about 40,000 animals, both owned animals and homeless animals, through a variety of programs, everything from emergency rescues, low-cost spay-neuter, a pet food bank, adoption services, of course, but also youth programs and dog training classes and wildlife rescue. And that's all because of people in the community who support our work.
And, you know, I got my dog. You know this, Angela. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. And Angela, you know, I got my little baby Bella, my black lab. I got her at the Wisconsin Humane Society 12 years ago. 12 years ago, I got her.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? And she's the best dog. She's still healthy. She's great. And I love it. So I love seeing this, how cool Hope's Lights is, because as a dog lover, there are so many people out there who have lost a pet that was a part of their family and didn't even probably realize that they can memorialize them in this really cool way at the Wisconsin Humane Society, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those adoption success stories that people share with us, whether it's 12 years after adopting or it's been a week, we live for those. It's just, it's every fairy tale ending, they never get old. And we find homes for about 10,000, 11,000 animals a year. And all of those animals need to be spayed, neutered, and seen by our veterinarians and our behavior staff. About 65% of all the animals coming into our shelter need some sort of medical intervention that goes beyond just spay, neuter. Mm-hmm. And so those medical costs rise every single year, and every dollar makes a difference. And this year, our Hope Slight featured animal that we're sharing the story of is a little dog named Pretzel, who is as cute as the dickens.
Oh, I see Pretzel on your website. Angela, I can see Pretzel on your website. Pretzel's the cutest. Tell me more about Pretzel.
Yeah, so when she came in, she was in really bad shape. She could barely walk. She was shaking. And unfortunately, her fur was so tightly matted, it actually strangled her right leg. And it cut off circulation to her paw and caused a bone infection. And had she not been brought in when she was, she would have absolutely lost that limb and maybe passed away, unfortunately. But we were able to intervene in time, treat that infection, put her in foster care, and after several weeks of care, she began to look like a whole new dog and was more confident and felt so much better, and was adopted by an amazing family who absolutely cherishes her. And she is just one of so many animals who have come to us and had incredible transformations. Mm-hmm. With us.
Yeah.
And that's where every dollar goes to pretty mm-hmm. much is medical care and support for individual animals.
Yes, absolutely. You can go to wihumane.org/hope. And I'm looking right here at Hope's Lights and you can see a picture of Pretzel and read about her. And she is just adorable. And that is an amazing story because she's only 2 years old. Right, Angela? That's so young.
Yes, yeah, and now she's got like a long and healthy life ahead of her because we were able to treat her and care for her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's talk about if someone wants to get involved with Hope's Lights, they can go to your website, right? And they can they get a light right from the website?
Absolutely, and that's probably the easiest way. If you'd like to support our work, you can go to wihumane.org and you can make a donation online to donate a light. It's $25, and you can send a special message to a friend if you're doing it in honor of somebody. Of course, you can always snail mail a check, mm-hmm. or you can give us a call at 414-431-6119. Mm-hmm.
And then, so Angela, I buy a light, let's say, for in memory of a pet, and I spend $25 making that light shine. And then can I come to the Humane Society and see the lights?
Yeah, absolutely. So we start lighting up our building in the first week of December through mm-hmm. the holidays. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty touching. We have beautiful grounds, and when the building is lit up at night, it's quite beautiful. Aww. So you can stop by anytime. And of course, right now we are also open for adoption and other services, mm-hmm. Which you can find at wihumane.org. And we have quite a few animals, cats and dogs, looking for new homes right now. So if you have been on the fence about adopting, you know, definitely check out the available animals. We recently had a really large case. And several dogs who are still looking for homes. We took in 93 dogs and puppies rescued from just a horrific situation. It was a puppy mill in Iowa uh-huh. where there were over 500 dogs.
Uh-huh.
And
that's a lot.
The shelter in Iowa reached out. Oh, so many dogs. Yeah. And they were just horrific conditions. They were unfortunately deceased animals and animals without food and water, with medical injuries. But the shelter in Iowa reached out to us and asked for help. And so mm-hmm. we were able to bring 93 of those dogs and puppies back to Wisconsin. And about half of them have been adopted already, which was amazing.
Wow.
But some of them are still in foster care and will mm-hmm. be trickling up onto our website in the coming days and weeks.
And
so a lot of animals looking for new homes.
And those are puppies? Those are puppies you're talking about, Angela?
Most of them were puppies, but we did see our fair share of adults, especially mm-hmm. females who are the breeder dogs.
Mm.
They range in age from maybe a year to 8 years. And then mm. there's still some puppies who are too young for adoption who will be looking for homes soon.
Well, that's good to know that you got all those dogs from Iowa. You saved their lives. And now there are still some available because someone just asked me the other day. They said, I was wondering if yeah. the Wisconsin Humane Society had any left from the Iowa intake. And you're saying you do. So now's a great time if you've mm-hmm. been contemplating to go get a dog and check out the Wisconsin Humane Society. And I know when I adopted my Bella from the Wisconsin Humane Society, Angela, I went in, I looked on the website, I saw her, and then I went in and I got to meet her. Can people just come in, explain to people how it works? Since it's been a while since I adopted Bella, if they are interested in a dog, is it better to look online? Can they just come in? What's the process like?
Yeah, so the process changed a little bit during COVID, mm-hmm. and we have a system now that's kind of like a restaurant check-in system, mm-hmm. Which is awesome. So if you see an animal you're interested in, I would recommend coming down to the shelter, but we have a wait list now that you join online.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get assigned sort of an appointment window. So if it's a 1 hour wait, you can wait at the shelter and look at different animals. But if we are experiencing longer wait times, you can actually leave and we text you when it's time to come back.
Oh,
and you still work one-on-one with an adoption counselor mm-hmm. to talk through what you're looking for in a new companion, your lifestyle, so that we can make really successful matches.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys still have a store inside of the Wisconsin Humane Society?
We sure do. Animal Antics is our retail store, mm-hmm. and we also have an expanded selection online. And it's an awesome store because 100% of the proceeds go right back to help the animals at the shelter. Mm-hmm. And we have some really awesome products that you can't find other places. Mm-hmm. So you can stop in at a retail store anytime during regular hours or shop online now.
Yeah, because I remember when I adopted Bella, I remember going right into the store right inside the Wisconsin Humane Society and buying the things I needed that I didn't have yet. And I love that it all went back to the animals. It's such a great system. And I love how you said you have items people can't find, because that will get animal lovers to pop in and check out if they're looking for something in your store at the Wisconsin Humane Society. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Angela Speed, the Vice President of Communications for the Wisconsin Humane Society. We've been talking about Hope's Lights. If you can believe it, the holiday season is already upon us, and it is time for their annual fundraiser, Hope's Lights, which is a great program where you can buy a light in memory or in honor of a pet in your life, and then it all goes to the Wisconsin Humane Society. But Angela, you guys have more than just your one location that I've been talking about today. I've been talking about the one in Milwaukee, but where are all of your locations?
Yeah, so we operate 5 shelters in Racine, Milwaukee, Saukville, Green Bay, Endor County, mm-hmm. and then also a spay-neuter clinic in West Dallas. And through all of those shelters and the clinic, we serve about 40,000 animals a year. Wow. And it's important to recognize, too, that we do not receive any sort of government funding, and mm-hmm. there is no national umbrella group that supports us. And so we truly depend on the support of animal lovers in southeastern Wisconsin for all of our life-saving services and programs.
Right. And a lot of different branches. I love that. So Angela, let's reset. And if somebody's just tuning in, they might have missed it. I want to talk a little bit more about Pretzel, mm-hmm. and I want to talk about Hope's Lights and how it works if someone's just tuning in. So tell them again about Pretzel and her story and how they can get involved at the Humane Society just by buying a light in honor of a dog.
Yeah, so to start, I mean, we are launching our Hope's Lights campaign, and it's our annual holiday celebration. And this time of year, we're encouraging people to donate a light for $25 in honor or memory of a beloved pet or somebody special in your life. And then in early December, our holiday lights go on, just illuminating the whole shelter with thousands of lights in honor of animals. And it can be really, really touching and a meaningful gift. Mm-hmm. And every year we highlight a Hope's Lights animal, sort of a mascot of the campaign. Mm-hmm. And this year, our little featured animal is Pretzel, who is a 2-year-old dog who came to us in just horrible shape. She mm-hmm. She could barely walk. She mm-hmm. was trembling, really scared. Aww. And it turned out that her fur was so tightly matted on her legs that it strangled her right leg, totally cutting off circulation to her paw. And it actually caused a bone infection. Without treatment, she would have lost that limb, and she could have possibly died from that infection. Uh-huh. But thankfully, we were able to intervene. And she had wound treatment, bandages, medication, and spent lots of time in a great foster home. And we were able to save that leg and cure her infection. Mm-hmm. And she just, she came out of her shell, was more confident. She felt so much better. She's a happy little dog today in a very loving home. Mm-hmm. And she's just one of the thousands of animals who receive medical treatment that saves their lives every mm-hmm. single year at the Wisconsin Humane Society. And it's all because of support from the community. Mm-hmm. And right now you can purchase a light for Hope's Lights in honor of dogs like Pretzel for $25. Truly, every single light makes a difference. That $25 goes a long way to help animals in our care.
Yeah, and you know, Angela, I should point out that there's probably a lot of people listening who have that person in their life, they don't know what to get them for the holidays. They can never figure out the perfect gift because they have everything or whatever the reason is. And this is such a creative way to give a gift this holiday season, is to, go buy a light for Hope's Lights, the holiday celebration at the Wisconsin Humane Society, and give it to that person that you can't figure out what to buy something for, right? It's like the best gift.
It's a great father-in-law gift too, let me mention.
Yes, there you go. A good father-in-law gift. I love it. And it's only $25 to purchase a light in honor or memory of your companion animal, maybe that you lost, even a person or a wild animal. And you can donate or get involved or buy a light for Hope's Lights at wihumane.org. You'll see it all right there on the front page of the website. And then in December, people can see the lights lit up at the Humane Society in Milwaukee, right?
Yes, it's a beautiful display. We actually light up the shelter in Milwaukee and then also our shelters in Racine, Ozaukee County, Door County, and Green Bay. And, you know, those lights are so symbolic of the community's love and support of animals in need. And it's quite meaningful and touching. And we're really hopeful for a successful campaign this year to help the animals we know are going to be flooding through our doors over the next month.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So get involved with Hope's Lights. I'm talking to Angela Speed, the Vice President of Communications for the Wisconsin Humane Society, where annually now they have their holiday celebration. This is such a great thing. As little as $25, you can make a light shine and you can donate as much as you want, honestly, but there are different tiers if you wanted to do more. And you can find all that at wihumane.org. Now, Angela, I'm running out of time, but before I want to hit up one more time, I want you to tell me about the intake you guys just did out of Iowa and the dogs that are still available if someone's looking for a pet right now.
Yeah, so about 2 weeks ago, a large puppy mill in Iowa with about 500 dogs was shut down. And the Animal Rescue League of Iowa reached out to us and said, hey, can you help take some of these dogs? And so about just before midnight on November 1st, we received 93 puppies and dogs from this large-scale commercial breeder, this puppy mill that was shut down. And oh my goodness, it was a huge undertaking, and about half of the puppies and dogs have already been adopted, but many more are looking for new homes. Some of them needed foster care for medical issues or behavior issues. We actually had three dogs arrive that were missing limbs, and others needed treatment for a variety of infections and ailments. But they're starting to, as they get healthy and cleared by our vet teams, they're going up for adoption. And so there are a lot of animals looking for homes right now. And this particular group was just so compelling and in so much need of help. They were coming from an awful place where there were deceased dogs, animals with untreated medical conditions, you know, dirty food and water, and they were severely neglected. And thankfully, you know, they all are out of there. They don't have to spend another day in that miserable place, but we're still looking for adopters who are able to provide them with the love and trust and patience that they need to blossom into wonderful companions.
And what a beautiful thing it is to watch, because as I talked about earlier, I got my baby Bella, my black lab mix. I got her at the Humane Society 12 years ago, the Wisconsin Humane Society. She's healthy. She's a great dog. She's a sweetheart. And I have never regretted having her in my life. She's fantastic. And I got her at the Wisconsin Humane Society. So it's great what you guys do over there, Angela. Seriously, thank you so much. I've been talking to Angela Speed, Vice President of Communications for the Wisconsin Humane Society. And as you heard, you can go to wihumane.org. Check out your way to donate for Hope's Lights, the holiday campaign. It's a great gift idea, especially for the person in your life who you can never find a gift for if they're an animal lover. So go check it out, wihumane.org. And thank you for joining me today, Angela.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it.
And I love everything.
And happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays.
but happy holidays.
Right? Happy holidays. We're here. The holidays are here. So right back at you. Again, go to wihumane.org for all the info. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.